Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here continuing our coverage at the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine gentleman from Juniper Payments. Right next to me is Mr. John Budd. John, how are you, sir?
Doing well.
Technology is going crazy here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the conference. Yeah. It is first class, and the dialogue and the meetings have been fantastic.
Good, good. Yeah, there's a lot of people. I hear there was like 1,400, 1,500, something like that.
We got people in hotels all over the city.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I'm in one of them, yes. Okay. Not sure where, but I'm somewhere around in this neighborhood. But anyway, I digress. And right down on the end is Mike Richard, Chief Product Officer at Juniper Payments as well. Mike, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good to see you. How are things down there on that end?
I think the weather's about the same.
Good.
So doing well.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you guys, before we dive into the topic here, what are you guys hearing in the hallway? You guys are right across from me, you guys have had a lot of people going through there and talking to you all, but what are you guys hearing? What's the buzz in the hallway so far? John, why don't you go first?
Well, we're right at the front of the hallway with our Juniper Payments booth there. So we obviously are marketing and discussing about instant payments. And I can tell you from the year before, last year's member forum, tell me what this is. I need some education. My boss said come talk to you to give me the bullet points on instant payments, for example. And this year, what I'm seeing is it's not as much, can you tell me what it's about, but when do I need to really be considering implementing this? And it's taken a few years even to get to that point. It's such a new, innovative / disruptive rail that's coming to market. But that's what we're hearing in our zone of the world over here.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, are you hearing anything different or pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same thing. People looking at how do you get into instant payments, what are the advantages to just receiving, sending, can you take that in stages, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about that, and as well as integrations with risk and fraud platforms, core integration, things like that. Those are all the questions we're getting.
Yeah, it's definitely top of mind stuff for sure for creditors out there who want to obviously be relevant, stay competitive, all those buzzwords out there. And so having said that, let's get to the topic here. How do credit unions manage and optimize legacy and instant payments? So, John, you want to kick us off on this one?
I'll start with it. Mike, being our chief product officer, will keep me honest and within the rails. No pun intended, but we're going to talk about rails a little bit. So, this FedNow product, and also we need to give some credit to the Clearinghouse and the RTP real-time payments product that is a competitor of the FedNow, but it was first to market, owned by the large top 15, 20 banks, and it's been out there for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. FedNow, we became a certified service provider for FedNow in July of last year.
Very cool.
And have a number of early adopters on our platform that are getting used to it, kind of dipping their toe in the water and receiving. But one critical component, a must-have component, is core integration in order to facilitate these payments. And to give you an example, a legacy payment could be a domestic wire. They've been around for 40 years, wiring money to someone.
Yeah.
You don't have to have core integration in order to facilitate that. Core integration streamlines it and makes it faster. In most FIs today, even very large ones, someone initiates a wire and someone's going to a different platform and logging into the core to check a balance and then coming over here and saying, okay, I'll approve it and let it go.
Right.
Versus that all being inlined and streamlined. So what I'm getting at is with the advent of instant payments, which requires core integration, then it forces that credit union to look at their other payments that are typically in a batch format. And this gives them the opportunity to now modernize even those older legacy payments with newer software that helps automate that whole process in the back office and really can reduce the number of true hours that they spend on reviewing and releasing payments.
Mm-hmm. Mike, how did he do?
He did well.
Not great, just well.
That's right.
Do you want to add to that a little bit, or your perspective?
Yeah, I think core integration is one piece of that. The other piece I think we really have to look at is risk and fraud, right? So the velocity of instant payments and their irrevocable status makes fraud scanning and mitigation also a key component to that. So you really got to kind of marry those two concepts together. What's great about that, and John alluded to this, is those same things we need to make instant payments viable are the things that make your traditional payments rails better.
Okay.
So right. So now you've got a great case for getting your wires running through the Risk platform as well as your instant payments.
Yeah.
So it all kind of synergizes together. A lot of people look at just the instant payment side of it, but really, once you've got all the tools to get the instant payments there, there's no reason to bring those other traditional payments rails up to speed.
So it sounds like everybody's kind of upping their game a little bit here. The legacy side, the instant side. So it sounds like it's all good from a financial institution's perspective, right? Because everything's being improved? Or
well, it depends.
Is that kind of
maybe the person signing the checks to purchase this technology maybe not feel as good about it. Who knows? I mean,
want to up your game in this area, right?
You definitely want to up your game. I guess what I'm saying is that a common topic of conversation in instant payments is, what's my ROI if I were to purchase and deploy this?
Why do I need to do this?
Right. And it's a direct ROI, I think, is going to be quite a ways down the road until FIs are making the money that they invested into this product.
Yeah.
Indirectly, though, this is going to help drive deposits and add new clients. And also in the small business area, which I really am evangelizing, if you will, at this conference with credit unions, is the opportunity that there is for small businesses. And this is a tool set that you can use to attract that.
Yep.
And then you're getting a deposit. You might get a couple million dollars of working capital they're putting in your credit union. And it takes a lot of members to get, you know, natural person mm-hmm. members
you're
to
right.
get $2 million
right.
dollars of deposits.
Yep.
So that's a way that indirectly helps the ROI.
Yeah, that's oh my gosh, I couldn't agree more, for sure. Mike, you wanna add to that as well? I mean, the benefits of this, obviously, or?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the big benefits is we see a raising of the bar and the maturity of the financial institutions from a risk and fraud, right, which makes everything safer for everybody, right? When we were in the old batch environments where you didn't need a lot of these controls in place,
mm-hmm.
those are opportunities for humans to make errors. Now that we've got everything going through automated platforms, we've got balance checks, we've got risk and fraud, we see that maturity level come up for all financial mm-hmm. institutions, so it raises all the boats.
Yeah, I like that. I like that terminology. Maturity. Well, I mean, this is a area of financial services that seems to be always maturing, because there's always something new around the corner. Okay, we got to learn about this. We got to implement it. Get our best practices down, all that type of stuff. So yeah, so I see this as never ending, as you guys well know.
Boy, do we feel that! But there's light at the end of the tunnel, and so much opportunity. And this. It's always changing and evolving, but I kind of hammer home that this new opportunity of instant payments is a brand new rail, a new payment type, which the country has not seen in 40 years.
40 years, I heard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why, you know, there's almost 10,000 FIs in the country, and there are about 600 to 700 that have adopted FedNow. They're certified, might be have a few payments trickling in on the receipt mm-hmm. side, before I think the real inertia starts to send, which is going to be is an awesome component of it, obviously, is integrating the risk and monitoring systems so they can feel confident before that money leaves their bank or credit union, because it is final and irrevocable, and that there's a confidence level based off of it running through the engine, similar to credit card analysis and what the PSU does extremely well. So there's what we're excited about here is in the keynote presentation with Chuck, and looking at the different companies that have been purchased or invested in over the years, you know, us, Amount, Triverity, Lumen, and now we have all the right pieces for the whole supply chain covering all the payments, and now we're in the moment of starting to integrate all of that, which, by the way, would likely be the most common topic we're hearing out here, which
is the integration
primarily between you know, PSEU and co-op.
Isn't all of this such a huge value add for a credit union? And you were talking about the small businesses earlier. I mean, what a great value add for them to get. Obviously, if you're a small business, you want to get paid right now.
That's right.
And then
right.
all that goes into the credit union as a deposit, which helps them out tremendously, especially right now when liquidity is such a huge issue still.
Yes.
So yeah, there's so much upside here.
Yeah.
And then the security aspect of it, you can't have the convenience without security. Everyone's trying to find that perfect balance.
That's right.
So yeah, there's a lot at play here. As again, you guys well know, because you live this day in and day out. So good stuff. So last question here, what's the outlook on all this stuff for 2024? So I kind of see 2024 as kind of the great adoption for FedNow, the instant payments.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, from my perspective, it's going a little bit slower than I thought. I thought more would be in on it by now, but I don't know. I just think it's a big year for this type of stuff.
I think it's actually moving faster than I expected.
Faster. Okay.
Based on the number of financial institutions that have signed up for, so we're approaching 7% in less than a year, but it's something that is, there's so much education required to understand what needs to be done in order to implement it into your credit union, and that most of that time has been spent on basically understanding what it's going to be, and then I think. In 2024, they're going to be putting it into their budget for 2025, if they haven't already.
Yeah,
and so
right.
I see it, my projection would be in 18 to 24 months is where we'd be nearing a tipping point.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, once you have that scale, is when you're going to start seeing commercials for it on TV. It won't be called FedNow necessarily,
really?
But it's going to be whatever that brand is. You know, it's going to take a while, and so you got to have that mass and scale. And then...
Okay.
I see it going to market aggressively.
Yeah, because credit unions like to watch other credit unions to see what they're doing and see how it's working, and then they go, okay, that's working pretty darn good. Let's dive in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get it. So yeah, Mike, anything else to add from your perspective in this area?
No, I think John's pretty accurate there. I think if you look back at like ACH, right, what really drove ACH volume in the 80s was late 80s, early 90s was direct deposit, right? We finally had a use case. We got everybody on ACH, right? And I think we're going to be looking for that same use case with instant payments that drives this widespread, universally advantageous use case that then will drive us deeper and faster payments or instant payments than we're currently at.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a snowball effect.
Yeah.
Sure. Once more and more people, it's going to get bigger and bigger. Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Anything else to add on this topic? I know it'll change tomorrow, but you guys will be on top of it, Juniper. I know that.
We'll do this again tomorrow, and we'll have a whole different. We will advance the ball a little bit.
You are so right in that respect. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thanks again for your time, Mike. Thanks for your expertise, John. Thanks for your insights, and keep up the good work there at Juniper Payments. All right.
Appreciate it.
There they are.
Thank you.
Dynamic duo. Member 4 video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.